President Obama devoted a significant portion of his speech to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The world's Matthew Bell is in Jerusalem. Matthew, seems like there was pretty much something there for everyone, wasn't there?
Yeah, it seemed like the president definitely went out of his way to sort of tip his hat to both the Israelis and the Palestinians. He said that Israelis don't have to live with the threat of terrorism. They deserve security. He repeated the message that many American presidents have said, and that is that the U.S. commitment to Israeli security is ironclad, was the message there. The Palestinians, though, he said, don't have to live in humiliation. He mentioned the word occupation. He said the occupation essentially has to end, and he said that Israel's dream of creating a Jewish and democratic nation cannot happen with permanent occupation. The headline here, Lisa, is probably the way that the president talked about the shape, without getting into details, of a new independent Palestinian state that he said needs to come about through negotiations. He mentioned the 1967 borders. Here's what he had to say.
The United States believes that negotiations should result in two states with permanent Palestinian borders with Israel, Jordan, and Egypt, and permanent Israeli borders with Palestine. We believe the borders of Israel and Palestine should be based on the 1967 lines with mutually agreed swaps, so that secure and recognized borders are established for both states.
So I think what the president's saying there, Lisa, is that the Israelis cannot hold on to the West Bank and have the kind of settlement that they've developed there since 1967 forever.
All right. And so what was the response to that from the Israeli side?
The prime minister's office issued a statement after the speech and said that the prime minister Netanyahu appreciated the president's commitment to peace. But he also said that the 1967 borders are indefensible. Keep in mind that when Israelis hear an American president talk about the borders, they think about the 500,000 Israelis that live on the other side of the old green line. There are about 200,000 Israelis that live in neighborhoods in East Jerusalem, and then another 300,000 that live in the settlements. Pulling all of them out of there, the Israelis say, would be impossible politically and practically. So on the other side, the Palestinians welcome the president's speech on the one hand, but they also got a warning from the president as well, and that has to do with President Abbas, the Palestinian Authority president, has been behind a push to seek recognition of a Palestinian state at the United Nations, and that's an effort that's gearing up towards September. President Obama today said that is not the way to go about achieving an independent state.
Okay, one other question, very briefly, Matthew. Overall, how did the president posture the United States in terms of promoting future dialogue between Israelis and Palestinians?
Well, he said, again, with this issue of the Palestinians trying to go to the UN, the president seemed pretty clear that he thinks that is just not the way to solve this problem. He acknowledged the deep skepticism about the peace process that's been stalled for so long. But he seemed to be saying there really is no other way than to get the two sides together to continue with this process that started back in the early 90s, to sit down and start working toward these issues. I mean, interestingly, Lisa, he left the two really tough issues. He mentioned them, and they are the status of Jerusalem and then the right of return for Palestinian refugees. He said that those will have to be dealt with later.
All right. The world's Matthew Bell in Jerusalem. Thank you very much, Matthew.
Good to talk with you, Lisa.